Lesson 47. Pollution. Pollution is the price we pay for an overpopulated, over-industrialized planet. A pollution warning system is being established. Some music is pollution to the ear. Shear. We keep trying all four methods, but the sheer volume of rubbish we produce worldwide threatens to overwhelm us. The simplest way of listening to music is to listen for the sheer pleasure of the musical sound itself. Worldwide. Interest in computer business is now worldwide. The brand has become worldwide famous. Overwhelm. The work has overwhelmed them a bit. We are overwhelmed with excitement. Pollute. Rubbish, however, is only part of the problem of polluting our planet. Industries pollute rivers by dumping poisonous chemicals into them. Pesticide. The use of pesticides and fertilizers produces cheap grain and vegetables. Some of the pesticides are essential for protecting human and animal health. Airplanes spread pesticides on crops. Fertilizer. Fertilizers modify the composition of herbage. Money was needed for seeds and fertilizer. Salmonella. The price we pay for cheap food may be already too high. Mad cow disease, BSE, in cattle, salmonella in chicken and eggs, and listeria in dairy products. Listeria. Vegetarian. And if you think you'll abandon meat and become a vegetarian, you have the choice of very expensive organically grown vegetables or a steady diet of pesticides. Every time you think you're eating fresh salads and vegetables, or just having an innocent glass of water. A vegetarian is someone who advocates a diet of only vegetables, fruits, grains and nuts as the proper one for all people for reasons of health or because of principles against the killing of animals. Becoming a vegetarian means you can rightfully avoid expensive restaurants on the grounds that there is nothing on the menu you can eat. Organically grown. Insidious. However, there is an even more insidious kind of pollution that particularly affects urban areas and invades our daily lives, and that's noise. The doctor found the insidious illness before she felt pain. The policy implies insidious dangers to the national economy. Urban. Urban life brought urban refinements, newspapers and periodicals, libraries, clubs and societies. Urban areas invariably attempt to command the lion's share of investment in public services. Burglar. Burglar alarms going off at any time of the day or night serve only to annoy passers-by and actually assist burglars to burgle. Astronomers, like burglars and jazz musicians, operate best at night. Scream. Car alarms constantly scream at us in the street, and are a source of profound irritation. The wind screamed over the gulf and turned the water white. Her screams are such that would scream the dead out of their graves. Profound. He expressed profound contempt for the act. They took a profound interest in the enterprise. Irritation. The man merely looked at him in irritation and motioned him to remain silent. These amateur repair jobs were an almost daily irritation. Incessantly. A recent survey of the effects of noise revealed, surprisingly, that dogs barking incessantly in the night rated the highest form of noise pollution on a scale ranging from 1 to 7. The detective rarely spoke during the session, but smoked his pipe incessantly. He would talk incessantly if you gave him a little encouragement. Whine. Lawnmowers whining on a summer's day. Late-night parties in apartment blocks. Noisy neighbours, vehicles of all kinds, especially large container trucks thundering through quiet villages. Planes and helicopters flying overhead. Large radios carried round in public places and played at maximum volume. They saw Dick come out of the bush with two dogs whining at his heels. The pig whined from pain. Helicopter. The idea of a helicopter was first suggested by Leonardo da Vinci some 400 years ago. A police helicopter rescued passengers on a sinking ship. Maximum. How, as a bank, do we achieve maximum profit? The maximum punishment for bigamy is said to be two mother-in-laws. Technology. New technology has also made its own contribution to noise. IT stands for Information Technology. That college offers courses in medical technology. Contribution. He founded the fund to honor soldiers and civilians who had made contributions to the country. His most important contribution to the subject was to produce a scientific classification. Mobile. A lot of people object to mobile phones, especially when they are used in public places like restaurants or on public transport. Victoria broke her leg, but is now mobile and can walk with a cane. He lives alone in a mobile home near a lake. Snore. It turned out to be snoring. Hong Jian, who had always assumed himself a very graceful sleeper, was meekly embarrassed. Really? I don't believe it. I never snore. There is no way to find out why a snorer can't hear himself snore. Offender. Men were found to be the worst offenders. They don't imprison first-time offenders. The young offender was spared. Staggering. This figure rises to a staggering 60% of men in their 60s. The staggering problems of poverty remain unresolved. He was right in that the country was altering with staggering rapidity. Trumpet. Against these figures, it was found that only 5% of women snore regularly, while the rest are constantly woken or kept awake by their trumpeting partners. The wind is trumpeting. My dear, your father does not just trumpet, he thunders. Partner. If one country gains from trade, does its trading partner lose? I feel the same way as my partner does. Lesson 48. Inaccessible. In this much-travelled world, there are still thousands of places which are inaccessible to tourists. The road is blocked, so the town is now inaccessible. Hospitable. We always assume that villagers in remote places are friendly and hospitable. The chief was so hospitable that he invited his guests to join him in the Hall of Ancestors. It does not take much to be a hospitable host. Hostile. But people who are cut off not only from foreign tourists, but even from their own countrymen can be hostile to travellers. Generally speaking, the universe is hostile to man. Billy threw them a hostile glance. Vicinity. We had spent several days in a small town and visited a number of old churches in the vicinity. There are quite a few scenic spots in the vicinity of Beijing. There, as the other corners in this vicinity, a policeman was stationed. Architectural. These attracted many visitors, for they were not only of great architectural interest, but contained a large number of beautifully preserved frescoes as well. The designer started on some new architectural plans. These buildings have a strong, simple architectural appeal. Fresco. The medium of fresco makes great demands on a painter's technical skill. Michelangelo's paintings in the Sistine Chapel are the most famous of all frescoes. Abruptly. We expected the path to end abruptly, but we found that it traced its way throughout the trees. They laughed, then fell asleep abruptly. He abruptly took his leave. Tramp. We tramped through the wood for over 2 hours until we arrived at a deep stream. Maggie tramped with a gypsy to their camp. Moor. Suddenly, my wife spotted a boat moored to the bank. We moored in and waited for a high tide. Sailors moored their boat to a dock and went on shore. Ferry. We gently woke him up and asked him to ferry us to the other side. The fisherman ferries the children to and from school in a boat. Red cells ferry oxygen throughout the body. Straggle. The place consisted of a straggling, unmade road which was lined on either side by small houses. He looked terrible, rather bald, with a straggling beard. Houses straggled across the countryside. Dilapidated. Sitting down on a dilapidated wooden fence near the field, we opened a couple of tins of sardines and had a picnic lunch. In the meantime, the place became dilapidated, The wind whistled through the cracked walls. The pair of dilapidated sandals were beside her chair. Sardine. Sitting down on a dilapidated wooden fence near the field, we opened a couple of tins of sardines and had a picnic lunch. His baits were the sardines the boy had given him. The commuters were packed into the metro like sardines in a can. Rag. Looking up, I saw that we were surrounded by children in rags, who were looking at us silently as we ate. She could not possibly be seen in such a rag. I am fed up with those rag-to-riches stories. Motionless. We offered them food and spoke to them kindly, but they remained motionless. He stood motionless. They became quite motionless, four unwinking eyes aimed and two mouths open. Procession. When we later walked down the main street of the village, we were followed by a silent procession of children. The grand procession moved slowly out of the temple. Shawl. Old women in black shawls peered at us from doorways. A naughty girl stood there, wrapped in a huge shawl. Round his neck, he wore a green shawl. Peer. The old gentleman peered at the visitor over his spectacles. The market people peered at the tourist from their booths. Quicken. Turning back down the main street, we quickened our pace and made our way rapidly towards the stream where we hoped the boatman was waiting. His breathing quickened. Good literature quickens the imagination.